Przepraszam, panie prezesie, możemy zaczynać?
Tak jest, możemy zaczynać.
Dobrze. Dzień dobry.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome all of you to the presentation of the results of BZWBK Group for the first half year of 2015. Together we have President Mateusz Morawiecki with us, who is with us but in Madrid, so we will connect with him via the internet. Carlos Morena is responsible for the finance division. Eamon Crowley, who is responsible for financial management. Wojciech Skalski is responsible for financial accounting, and Paweł Prokopowicz, who is in charge of financial accounting. My name is Agnieszka Dobrzycka, and I'm responsible for investor relations. Mr. President, over to you. Thank you very much. Can you hear me? I would like to present our results in a time that has been very difficult for our bank, but the results prove to be positive and the trend seems to be positive. The macroeconomic situation is something that you are probably very well aware of, so I will not dwell on that, but let me just say that we are very much aware that the situation is on the rise. It is improving, both in terms of investment loans, in terms of current account loans, loan inquiries, the level of loan action, the quality of loans. Of course, we still have some trouble in the coal industry, for instance, and in the CHF loans, but in general we do see that 4% of GDP increase that we keep hearing about, we do experience that in real life. There are more inquiries for loans, but there are also there is also some increase in customer assets, financing. We have record sales in structured loans, and deposit action is also on the rise. So looking at it from this perspective, we are hopeful, we are optimistic about the future. You do know how interest rates operate. We are today experiencing a low, both in terms of regular interest rates and the Lombard rates. We do suffer in this area. The sensitivity that we communicate to the market per annum is 100 BPS and 100%. The effect of that is 200 million zlotys, 200 million PLN. We are trying to catch up with that. Quite a lot of sensitivity, and the decreases in interest rates that we have experienced in the last 12 months did affect us and amounted to 500 million PLN at least. If we add to that the interchange fee, we do see that the situation in the sector is a difficult one, difficult for us as well. But from the point of view of how we manage the situation, the difficult situation in the sector, I think you can see not only the optimism around us. We found new sources of income. We enhanced the ones that we already had. And if you read press releases, it would seem that, the banking sector seems to be in a quite a dire situation. And politically, we do experience some fluctuations. We do worry about some additional burden that may land on us. Perhaps it will happen, perhaps it will not. The reality of it is fluctuating. But when we analyze our portfolio, the situation here is as follows. The portfolio for individual clients, we have an increase over 10%, and in consumer 3% on loan book BZWBK only, and with SBC 11%, so together quite a lot of increase on these loans. On consumer loans. We would also like to emphasize here, I'm not sure if we are communicating this to you. You can focus on that later on, but we should talk about the increase in fees and commissions for cash loans. There was an important increase in this area, quite visible. And it's on loan commissions and fees and commissions in particular. Now, mortgages. Strong increase by 11% year-on-year, considering the reducing CHF portfolio due to the interest rate fluctuation. Two-digit change in our portfolio here. From the point of view of your analysis, the important thing is the margin, and the important thing is that we did come back to the philosophy of loyalty, of customer loyalty, when talking about mortgages. And first of all, the margin is on the rise. It exceeds 2%, decidedly. I'm not sure if we quoted very specifically, but it is one of the highest on the market, with a very positive process, which is appreciated by the customers. Our sales is extremely high, and our market share is approximately 15% in this area. So there is demand, the margin is good, and our customers like the process, because even though our margins are on average slightly higher than of our competitors, we don't have any trouble. We don't have any problem with selling this type of loans. In the CHF loans portfolio, this is diminishing a little bit, but we have to consider the fact that this portfolio hasn't been on the rise for many years, and so the level of non-performing loans is slightly increasing, but it is not a reason for concern in terms of this portfolio. Now, record sales is also noticed in three other categories of loans for SMEs, for investment loans, factoring, and leasing. These are the three categories that where we have quite a good market share, number two and number one, depending on the category. For factoring, we are number two on the market nowadays, and these two categories show and increase our acquisition abilities, as well as our ability to generate new sources of income, because with record sales in leasing and new loan action directed to businesses that are associated with the food and agri sector, this is something that in the Polish context can be done, and we want to profit from it as much as possible. We want to generate profits for Polish agricultural and entrepreneurs as well, and we are very close with this sector. Those who are not doing as well in that category, in that area, do notice that we are entering this market very actively, and we provide quite a lot of competition in this sector. So high profitability in SMEs, increase of fees and commissions with record sales. Now, dynamics of business for corporate and business categories, very positive as well. Loan volumes increased by 6-7%. The market itself is growing as well. You also should notice that we are not increasing in our property portfolio. This is our policy to decrease our share of the property loans, so we are not really fighting for the margins here. We are trying to rather search for transactions that would be both safe in terms of rank locations, but also with good margins. So this portfolio is dropping. It amounts to 8-9 billion PLN, so it has the dynamics of a loan portfolio here. In some areas, such as, well, perhaps less visible from your point of view, the increases are very positive, which also shows that the real economy is in good shape, and we have very positive results from straight finance, for instance, by 35%, the increase in the dynamics of signed leasing agreements by 38% year on year. So these are the amounts that we are talking about, the numbers that we are talking about, that will definitely affect our results in the future. PZWBK is now one of the leaders in terms of credit books. We are performing large transactions, one with a German company, a leader in its field, and so we are active in the capital markets as well. This is just an example, but we do see that the market is awakening. In general, the markets are awakening, so our perspectives for the future in terms of growth are very positive. Now, coming back to the new elements of our strategy, the ones that were perhaps less emphasized in the previous year, I would like to emphasize the trade finance strategy in commercial banking, corporate banking, and SMEs as well. The growth here is by 35%, as I said, but in specific positions, in guarantees and so on, these increases are very, very good, and we are hoping for even more. We have Santander Trade.com, a wonderful portal that was awarded with the best corporate product last year. And now, from this perspective, what I would like to show you, other than the natural business that I'm sort of providing you with a helicopter view of, we have some other plants already planted, and these are, for instance, food and agri. This is an increase in factoring and trade financing. This we see over 50% of increase in income from these areas, as well as new sources of income that are associated with some structured products so far not present in our portfolios. So GDM is on the rise, 7% year on year. We know that we have quite a lot awarded loans, but we're not always worried about them because we're very low margins and capital cost and liquidity cost. We want this portfolio to be profitable from any point of view. We are growing in the area of deposits, even though the growth itself here is not the only parameter that is important from a point of view of the income account. You know that margins are suffering in this sector
because of the significant drop in interest rates. So these are the sensitivities I talked about before. However, we are really making an effort in the recent months to go down the negative margin. At the same time, we stress structured products very much. We also focus very much on the assets of investment funds. In the structured products, we also had the record sales. So the system is really very resilient. Now let us move on to the credit risk. We believe that it is under control very much. The risk charges on the decreasing trade, 19 base points, and I think that for the whole year it is possible to get 80-85 BPS or base points. And here we are also working on several transactions, both in the area of corporate on MPS, as well as in the retail area and the SMEs. In retail, the values are between 50 to 100 million zlotys. In corporate, it can be even higher, between 100 and 200 million zlotys. But here, negotiations are more difficult and they are longer term. And we do not know whether they will be over in the third or the fourth quarter. But they should be done by the end of the year, and they will influence on the result of our NPS as well as the profitability of our portfolios and the list charge. They should influence them in a positive way. This is the area which also manifests that there are no concerning phenomena happening in either of sub-portfolios. And this is something I want to say very clearly. Talking about the cost of keeping them, they are under control. You have to see that the cost in the consolidated account and several other items, they are a little bit upset because in the first semester of the last year, we did not have consolidated Santander consumers. So you can see there the growth of the cost by 7%, and it takes into account the Santander Consumer Bank. As a matter of fact, the cost is flat, and we are keeping the cost under control. We are also going through the continuous and gradual restructuring of the network of our branches, and we do not have any program of closing them, a wave of closing them. Quarter by quarter, we close down 10, 15 branches or outlets to focus on those outlets that are most profitable. At the same time, I would like to draw your attention to this that shows that over 90% of customers continue to want to use the branches. That is why the process of evolution is kept by us in full alignment with mobile and internet banking. At the same time, this transformation is not to disturb the level of our relations with customers. Looking strategically into the future, I would like to mention two other elements. The first one is the regulatory risks. They concern us and the whole sector. And the other one is a strategic portfolio of projects that we have under the Bank of New Generation. And this constitutes the basic strategy that we identify for ourselves as the simple personal fare. In the whole Santander Group, this is our strategy. So now let me say a few words about the threats resulting from the regulatory organs. We are now focusing on these proposals that are realistically placed on the table. These proposals, on the one hand, are worked out by commercial banks under the Union of Polish Banks, and we are really applying the 9-pack. We are using the negative LIBOR as well as decreased spreads, as well as the level of restructuring. Together with other banks, we allow for the procedure of closing a loan without the necessity of the crystallization of the loss. So this is the possibility of the change of the apartment, including the transfer of that mortgage on CHF. We do not see any significant growth of complaints that are lodged or very dissatisfied customers. The market signals that we can read is also connected with the mass media and how mass media presents it. But from our perspective, we do not see any significant threats. We don't see them. Different regulatory things. I would add to this the recent discussion about the banking tax. It is quite difficult to respond to something that is not realistically present on the table. I hope that these decisions will not influence adversely on the results of the whole sector. Let me mention also the commercial union systems, SCOCs. Two of them were purchased by someone else while we were looking at them. Today we are not considering them at all, but under the Union of Polish Banks and together with regulators, including in particular BFG, we are working with them on the development of a special vehicle that can help to manage the difficult assets, the NPS of SCOCs. but it is still under the discussion. Now let me tell you a few words about some positive programs that are under development now. Because we invest quite reasonably in our business, I would like you to know that we are having a long-term perspective on our business. We have both good results and very good and very strong cost to income, 45%, very strong assets, capital, the capital ratio that go much above the regulatory demand, and there is a very strong credit to deposit loan over 80%. But we are also looking at different elements that are connected to the strategy for the future. I believe that I'm going to reveal a little secret to you, that we are investing today very intensively in the CRM systems already within the upcoming months. We will have a very clear benefit resulting from that, both in the targeted campaigns and in the level of hit rate in the campaign on CRMs. Same goes for the selection of individual internal and external clients in connection to the product proposal. This is a big program that is now managed by us. The other program is called Simple Bank, and we want this bank to be paperless as much as possible. This bank is to be based on simple processes. We are now going forward with significant investment in IT processes. You don't see this because it is seamless and it goes through the depreciation. We spend 30, 40 million more annually on different IT projects to really catch up technologically with the latest achievements, and again go back to the first or the second position in the IT solutions. The best asset test here would be the level of our mobile banking. We are awarded different prizes concerning the quality. We are the second European mobile platform in Europe as far as the relations with customers. So there is something for us to be really proud of. We have 600,000 active customers in mobile banking, and those growths are almost 100% year on year. So in a few months or quite soon, we would like to have about 1 million of active mobile customers. I'm talking more about it because this is a normal continuum of different programs that fits in perfectly well in the transformation of the whole banking sector and the manner of execution of banking, in particular in retail banking. So this is how the retail banking is being banked. And we can see this evolution by means of the reform and restructuring of our branches, by means of strong investment in CRM and strong focus on mobile and internet banking. We do not want to be surprised as the analog devices were surprised by the digital devices. We want to be really very much in the spearhead of the changes in the banking sector. But we must remember that banks are the institutions of public trust. That is why customers must be able to see their advisor, the manager of the branch. They want to know who they are having to do with. That is why the human factor is going to be continually very important. In terms of CRM, simple banking, paperless, finger vein, all these, well, there's another pillar here of work with a human factor. We invest very much in training, development of other competencies, sales competencies. This year is the year of significant investment of our bank in leadership, which is the HR investment. And the fourth pillar in terms of the best GPM and business banking. It's, again, over a dozen of risk management projects, as well as the processes of credit partners. This is where we invest very much. So to sum up, ladies and gentlemen, except for strong results and record high sales and different sub-portfolios, the sales that is higher than the market and the portfolios that are on the rise, and we want them very much, except for a very strong balance sheet and the credit to deposit, loan to deposit portfolio, and a strong capital ratio. At the same time, we are investing in the future. We are also investing in 2016, 2017, so that we could be the bank that will really win in the turmoil of the recent months and the quarters. But ladies and gentlemen, I would like to complete with a very positive macroeconomic accent. Regardless of the influence of Greece or what is happening in China or in Iran, the Polish market and the Polish economy are going in the direction of the growth amounting to 4%. When I was flying to Madrid, I took the Economist and I read it on board, and there was a table in the Economist showing the GDP growth of individual countries. So Poland is one of the strongest growing countries in the world after, I believe, China and some other countries. And this growth is really a very healthy growth, and it is based on many elements like strong exports, growing investment, quite good consumption. And please note, the fourth engine of the economic growth has not been launched yet, which is the European funds. That's because of the process of the acceptance of individual European programs. They will be launched only in the second part of this year and in the next period of 5 years. That is why we have to talk also about the growth of investment demand, and our investment loans are already now very good. So thinking about the strong investment into the future, so I'm really looking at it very positively, very optimistically, how well our bank is going to shape its results in the upcoming years. So that's it on my side. Now I would like to thank you very much indeed, and now I'd like to give the floor to Eamon, and who is going to share to you the details of our results.
Okay, thank you, Mateusz. I'll actually start on slide 20, which is just to reinforce what the President has said about the change that's going on internally. And I would not underestimate the impact that the various projects that we have going on will make by way of our results over the next 1, 2, 3 years. It's significant. And even if you look at the fact that we are now able to win awards against European banks, where we came second place in Europe, first place in Poland, by way of our mobile banking application. And that's coming from, in effect, a relatively low position a year and a half ago. So significant momentum by way of how we are dealing and interacting with our customers, significant momentum on how we're managing multi-channel and how we're managing our branch network, and the performance and the costs related to that. And as I say, you will see the benefit of that as we move along through the next few quarters. And indeed, you can see some of that in the transaction and fee income that we're generating, which I'll talk about. Just on slide 22, we'll just look at gross loans for a second. The President has covered a lot of this, but I just want to mention a couple of points. The BZWBK performing loan book has increased 8% year on year, so that's ahead of the market, which is around 7.5%. Our mortgage loans, SME loans, leasing and factoring have increased by 18%, so fantastic performance in those three areas. Corporate loans, when you exclude property, has increased by about 5%. Our property portfolio, as mentioned by the portfolio, by the President, has contracted slightly, given the fact that there's lower property transactions in the market and our strategic approach there. Personal credit, when you take into account cash loans, overdrafts, and credit card balances, are up 8%. And then if you look at our Polish Zloty mortgage book, it's increased by 29% year on year. Sorry, 14% year on year, but sales are up significantly by 29%. And our Swiss franc book has reduced by 8%, which equates to repayments of 240 million in the last 12 months. In SCB, their gross loan book is 14 billion. The performing loans in their book are up 9% year on year. Within that, there's a tale of two different areas of their business. Consumer finance, which is cash loan and credit cards, which is the core of their business, is up 15%. But car loans and stock finance related to the car industry, which represents about $2 billion, is down 14%. And that's purely respect to some existing customers they had through 2014 have moved on to direct finance rather than using SCB. But the core of their business is performing very well. If we move to slide 23, we see that with the additional $6.8 billion of deposits from SCB, the deposit book has increased to $93.7 billion, which is 21% up year on year. When you exclude SCB, total deposits for BZWBK increased by 11% year on year and 1% quarter on quarter. As mentioned by the President, we also have a market-leading position here in structured deposits, which is an area where we generate both spread and fee income, and it is performing very well in the current market environment. We continue to reprice our book to lower interest rates, and this will continue to be a feature of the coming quarters, and I'll mention that in more detail as I get to the net interest income discussion. The consolidated group loan deposit ratio is 96%, and the standalone BZWBK loan deposit ratio is at a safe level of 88%. For SCB, they have been reducing their level of deposits as they've been raising cheaper term funding in the form of asset-backed securities, bond issuances, and securitization. So, you know, the key aspect here is that the retail commercial universal bank, BZWBK, is well funded by deposits and very secure, and SCB, which has a slightly different model, has more term finance, non-deposit funding, and indeed they're benefiting from that. We are also, as a bank, increasing our level of term funding. It represents about 7% of our funding base today, and I expect that to increase slightly over the coming years. You may note that we have issued just under $500 million of three-year unsecured Polish zloty notes in June. And, you know, in the coming years, maybe not this year, but in the coming years, that will increase based on regulatory developments and the funding market. Our liquidity coverage ratios and net stable funding ratios under Basel III are well above 100% and are in a very safe position. So from a funding perspective, everything is going quite well. If I turn to net interest income, quarter two net interest income was $1,030 million, which is 14% or $127 million higher year on year, and 2% or $18 million lower versus quarter one. When we exclude the impact of SCB in quarter two, which added $254 million, the BZWK net interest income has reduced by 14% or $127 million year on year, and 2.6% quarter on quarter. And I'm referring primarily to quarter two. The President has also mentioned already the impact of lower interest rates both on us and on the sector. The quarter two net interest margin, when we include swap points on hedge positions, was 3.48%. That was a reduction of 11 basis points quarter on quarter and a reduction of 24 basis points year on year. If you exclude SCB, the reduction was 14 basis points quarter on quarter and 65 basis points year on year. So you can see how lower interest rates have impacted both the yield on our loans and the return we make on our deposits. But from our perspective, we believe that things have stabilised now. The quarter-on-quarter NIM reduction was a result of the impact of lower yields on loans due to the 1% interest rate reduction in the last year and 50% reduction in March, and the majority of our loans were repriced through quarter two. We've also had lower spreads on consumer loans arising from the Lombard rate impact, and this has been offset by positive performance in liability management and a reduction in the cost of SCB's funding, which is obviously assisted by the fact that they're part of the BZWBK group now. If we break this down, the performance in both BZWBK and SCB can be as follows. Our interest income has reduced by 5% in BZWBK in the quarter, but our interest expense reduced by 14%. So you can see we're getting a better, we're managing our liabilities this side of our of this equation very well. And in SEB, their interest income reduced by 2.6%, but their interest expense was down 9% in the quarter. So again, very positive performance. We are actively managing our funding costs, and customers are transacting more with lower cost current account balances, and even these have increased by 23% year on year. So we have a higher level of interest-free current account balances where we're also getting increased transaction activity, which is also driving fees. We expect net interest income and net interest margin to stabilise in quarter three as the impact of the lower reference rates introduced in March have been reflected in the accounts. We should see some recovery in the net interest income and net interest margin as credit volumes pick up in towards quarter four and into 2016 based on loan volume and more efficient liability management. So the impact here has been quite significant, but we are actively managing it, and you know, the performance of this line doesn't happen by chance. It is managed very closely and in a professional manner. So if we just turn to slide 25, we'll deal with fee income. Our quarter two net fees were $502 million, which is an increase of $43 million, or 9% quarter on quarter, due to good performance across all fee lines. The quarter two fee line was influenced by the consolidation of SEB, which delivered $55 million. Adjusting for this, BZ Vubica fees and commissions were $447 million, which is only 1% lower year-on-year versus quarter two last year. So fantastic performance where we've taken the impact of interchange into our numbers, and we've been able to offset it by other fee lines. Card income was 18% higher, or $6 million quarter-on-quarter. But the first half income here was 24% lower, which equates to $50 million impacted by lower interchange. Credit card fees, where sales are performing very well. We sold 56,000 cards in quarter two versus 25,000 credit cards in the same period last year. And card transaction volumes continue to grow. This is a consistent feature of our platform. They've increased by 20% year-on-year. So we have a situation that while interchange rates have reduced, we're seeing increased volumes in transactions, which is offsetting the impact of that. Credit fees grew by 20% quarter on quarter and by 9% versus the same period last year. This is highlighting the increased credit growth in the key segments that we are operating. Insurance income performed well, growing by 12.5% year on year in the first half, and that again is also linked to the retail credit growth that we're seeing, cash loans, mortgages, credit card overdraft, etc. Customer other income, which is made up of current account fees and FX, increased by 1% in the quarter and 5% versus quarter two 2014. This is due to an 18% increase in account fees, which benefited from the migration of all customer data onto a common IT platform and an update to our schedule of fees and charges, which both occurred in quarter four of 2014. FX income was stable in the quarter as a result of market movements, and we are defending our position here against the competition of other FX platforms. So this is a good result by way of our ability to defend that level of income. Quarter two capital markets fees increased by 12% in the quarter and 17% versus quarter two last year. This is due to growth in the asset management area, where assets under management increased by 17%, and net fee income on our ARCA portfolio increased by 11% in the same period. Issuance income in quarter two was also quite positive, and brokerage fees were slightly lower, but we are seeing an increased impact and appetite among customers to enter the equity market again. So I've just turned to slide 26. The main item on slide 26 relates to the pre-tax gain of $523 million, which we realised on the sale of 17% of both JVs in quarter one. There was no further impact from this transaction in quarter two. The quarter two realised gains on the sale of investment bonds was 41 million versus 188 million in quarter one. And in total, we've realised 225 million of gains in the first half versus 41 million in the same period last year. This, as I mentioned in previous presentations, this represents a hedge on our interest income exposure and our interest income position. It's also linked to the position on the market, where we've seen significant volatility in the bond market through quarter two. We've taken the opportunity to invest in the bond market and at higher yields, and today versus end April, the yields are something like 50 basis points lower. So while we were in managing our portfolio from a hedging perspective in the first 4 months, in the last in May and June, we were actually reinvesting back into the market at higher yields. Our net quarter two net trading income and revaluation amounted to 48 million. That's a reduction of 33 million quarter on quarter, but it should be noted that this line benefited from 38 million in quarter one relating to the Aviva transactions. So in this line we are slightly up quarter on quarter, and the main element here relates to FX and derivative transactions in the markets, the volatile markets of quarter two. So quite reasonable performance within that line. In dividends, as normal in quarter two of each year, we receive a dividend from our 10% holding of three Aviva entities. This year we received 90 million zlotys. That's 10 million higher versus last year. And as normal, we recorded in the quarter. Quarter two other income was 35 million. That's 60% lower year on year. But this is due to the bank assurance consolidation, which influenced other income in previous periods. Excluding this impact, other income was 9% lower, but this is influenced by the release of some legal provisions in quarter one. So overall, this line has been quite stable. Given the deconsolidation of Aviva, life will become a little bit easier by way of how we record fees and other income going forward. On slide 27, we'll deal with costs. So total costs in quarter two were 840 million. This includes 125 million of costs from SCB and integration costs of 15 million relating to the KB merger. When you exclude the impact of these two items, our costs increased by 4%, which is about 33 million, but this equates exactly to what the banking guarantee fund increase has been. We've also had a slight increase in discretionary spending on marketing in the quarter, but we will move over the coming quarters to offset the impact of the increased BFG charges, but you can see that it's having direct impact on our cost base. As mentioned by the President, our FTE headcount reduced by 125 FTEs during the quarter, and it's lower by about 400 FTEs year on year. SCB's headcount numbers were stable in the period. And as relation to the Banking Guarantee Fund, it's just important to note that the costs for 2014 were 121 million. The cost for 2015 will be 230 1 million, so an increase of 110 million year on year, which we'll see in the future quarters as well. By way of slide 28, the President's touched on a lot of this, but just let me give you some more detail. The quarter two provision charge was 162 million. That's 15% lower quarter on quarter. When you exclude the impact of SCB, which reduced the consolidated provision charge by 15 million in the quarter, provisions were more or less flat year on year and in line with our expectations. The provision for identified losses, that's individual and collective, was 172 million, which reduced from 209 million, which we recorded in quarter one. The IBNR charge for quarter two was 55 million, which is an increase versus quarter one, but this is as a result of the regular half-yearly calibration review of our book, and it is also linked to the ongoing increase in our portfolios in SME and retail. We also had an increase in recoveries at 54 million in the quarter, primarily influenced by SCB sales. The annualised provision charge reduced by 92, the annualised provision charge-off reduced to 92 basis points. The coverage ratio increased slightly to 59.5%. SCB's coverage rate was at 89%, which was at a stable level quarter on quarter. The NPL ratio reduced slightly to just over 8%, and SCB's NPL ratio was at 9.8%, which is a reduction of 70 basis points year on year, and more or less stable versus the previous quarter. The sale of NPLs, NPL portfolios in quarter two totaled 376 million, of which BZ Rubica sold 59 and SCB sold 317 million. The NPL sales led to a positive after-tax impact in the quarter of 2 million for BZWBK and 39 million for SCB. For the remaining quarters of 2015, we expect the provision charge to reduce to around, as the President mentioned, 80 to 85 basis points, and we also expect the NPL ratio to reduce below 8% as we work out the old NPL portfolio. So if I just turn to slide 20, I'll skip 29 because you have the details on our Swiss franc mortgage position, and if there's any questions we can pick it up afterwards. If I go to slide 31, we have, slide 30, apologies. The profit before tax was 2.1 billion, which is 75% higher year on year. If you exclude integration costs from both years, the bank insurance gain recorded in quarter one 2015 and SCB, which delivered 341 of profit before tax in the first half, the profit before tax is 4% lower year on year, which equates to about 60 million, which again equates quite similarly to the banking guarantee fee increase, which is also about 60 million in the year. So we, as I mentioned, we will absorb these costs over time. But indeed, I would suggest that core performance within BZWBK is a very good performance given the challenges that we faced in the last 12 months. The quarter two effective tax rate was 18.6% and 19% for the first half of the year, so within the areas of what we expected. If I just move to slide 32, the profit, the excluding integration costs and the Aviva consolidation impact in the first quarter and the one-off gains, the cost-income ratio was 45.6%. So no integration, no Aviva, and no impact from the consolidation up to the 27th February, 45.6%. Again, it's just to highlight to you and to reinforce the President's message, we are extremely focused on our cost base and obviously on our income base, so we will look to reduce this over time based on efficiency measures and other measures that we're introducing. Our total solvency ratio based on Basel III rules and after providing for a 50% dividend payout from this year on consolidated profit is 14.3%, with the Tier 1 ratio at a strong level of 13.8%. We've managed to achieve, excluding integration costs and bank assurance, a 14.4% return on equity, which is slightly lower year on year, but that's really subject to, due to the impact of the acquisition of SCB, which over time will wash itself out by way of the return we'll make there. So, in summary, the quarter two results, together with the first half results, present a resilient performance which highlight good customer engagement, increasing transaction volumes, and ability to offset the impact of the interest rate reductions on our net interest income with fee increases on our fee income line. And indeed, I believe that's a very, very strong result in a period of many challenges for the bank. And indeed, it's our ambition to continue that performance over the next quarters. So thank you very much.
Dziękuję.
Thank you very much. And now the floor is open to you to ask questions, Marcin.
Presentation. I have a question on this currently legislated bill on FX mortgage assistance. The government says that it's going to impact 20% of the portfolio outstanding of Swiss franc mortgages. Have you made any calculation for your book and SCB book? So what percentage of the clients could be impacted, and whether the haircut, which is again implied by the government proposal, I think it's roughly 32%, if I take the 9 billion of loss, right, versus the 28 billion of portfolio, would the impact be similar in your case? Thank you.
As mentioned by the president, this law is not enacted yet. You know, as a banking industry, we have been enacting the six pack, and we're working on the stabilization funds to help the market. That's something that is actively managed by the market. We're waiting for further information on if the Act will be actually implemented and enacted. There are a number of items within the Act which are very hard to measure, i.e. how many children our borrowers have. It's not something that we track on a regular basis. So there are estimates around what we think how many children people have. There are also other elements around the fact that if people have second properties, they don't qualify, and other aspects. What's unusual about the Act is it does not in any way refer to a person's disposable income, so you can win the lottery and still benefit from the Act. So this is something that, you know, because of those factors which are hard to estimate, it is a guesstimate. And in that regard, you know, we would see that the level that the government have put forward, the impact may be slightly higher than 9 billion. But it's a guesstimate, so I don't have hard numbers for you.
Czy są jeszcze jakieś pytania?
Do you have any other questions? Kamila. A few questions. I would like to ask about Santander Consumer Bank. The results are really very strong, especially the interest rate results. So I would like to ask how the cost of financing in Santander Consumer Bank is changing. How much is the income for assets? What is the dynamics there? If we take into account that the banking tax is going to be introduced in Poland, how much of the tax can be transferred by you on customers, and using which measures you can do this? In how long period of time, which part of this consumer of the banking tax can be somehow transferred from you to customers? And another question of a general nature. The president here was mentioned as one of the candidates to take the political position in the new government. What can you tell me about the succession or the replacement in different positions? Investors are asking this question, so I am simply asking you a question which is asked of me by other people. That's it for the time being. Thank you.
Okay, I'll let the president answer the last question, if that's okay. Maybe, Mateusz, you want to answer that first? I'm not sure.
No, go on with the first question.
Okay. So SCB, I mentioned already that in SCB, first of all, they're growing very strongly in the segment that they operate in. So if you take it that they have their relationship with 31,000 shops, they're active in about 19,000 of those shops. They have over 50% of the in-store credit market in Poland. And in that regard, their volume of consumer lending is increasing. Okay, now their lower margin mortgage business is reducing because it's closed, and also their auto finance and stock loan business is reducing as well, which have lower spreads. So they're replacing lower spread volume with higher spread volume. That's the first thing. The second thing is, and in that regard, they've increased their interest income, so their gross interest income, by nearly 3% in the quarter. Even in a lower interest rate environment. But the main point here is that in the quarter they've reduced their interest expense by 9%. And why is that? It's because they have traditionally funded themselves with term funding, 2 and 3 year term deposits, which continue to mature. And those term deposits were issued or raised in 2012, 13, and in 14 as well. And they're basically refinancing that with lower cost deposits and lower cost wholesale funding. And in the wholesale funding market, they have increased the level of secured funding, so where they're doing an asset-backed security, where they can get a better and increased benefit by way of the lower cost of funding. So we also assist in that because we provide about 1 billion zlotys in funding to SCB. Of that, it includes about 200 million Swiss francs, which they borrowed from us at a good market price for us, but at a lower level than they would if they had to go to the third-party market and borrow Swiss francs. So they're benefiting from those three things. And they're very good at what they do. So the numbers are actually proving that. And also their performance underpins the basis on which we acquired the 60% share.
Could you tell us what is the funding cost in percentage term?
I don't have that to hand. I'd have to come back to that. Yeah, it's in excess of the BZ Vubica funding cost. It represents their interest expense represents about 30% of their interest income, but I have to come back to you. Obviously, they make a better return on their book, but I'll come back to you separately on that if that's okay. Now, your second question relates to tax. The president dealt with this, and this is a hypothetical situation. We don't know the form of the tax. We don't know if it will be a levy. We don't know what it will say. So the ability to actually say today that we can recover anything from customers is impossible to answer because we don't know the form of it. All we can say is that today the banking sector pays about 4 billion in tax to the state, and it is among the sectors in the economy, it's the highest taxpayer. And highest contributor, and that is just purely CIT. It doesn't include personal income tax among paid by way of employees, which are employed by banks. So, the answer to your question is unknown at this moment, and we have to wait and see how things occur. But it's a hypothetical situation at the moment. On the third question, I'll hand over to the president.
Yeah, mogę powiedzieć w ten sposób.
All I can say is that if all I did was talk about the rumors about myself, I wouldn't have enough time to manage the bank. So to be serious, from time to time, some of my colleagues tell me that the journalists are my best headhunters because what they do is suggesting my person for different positions. I used to be a candidate for the president of the National Polish Bank, then for the Minister of Finance. Then now I am mentioned as a candidate for another high-ranked position, so I'm kind of used to that situation and I do not comment. It's not really impressing me that much. So this is my comment to that question. The only policy that is important for me now is financial policy, because this is something that is affecting the banking sector, and it is really affecting the way we work and the place that we are in and our results. So this is what I am focusing on 100% of my attention. Everything else is just rumors, something that I would not like to comment on. Are there any other questions?
Regarding cost of deposits, because at some point you mentioned that the repricing is continued, and my question is how much space you see in terms of deposit costs which you could cut? I mean, from level which we saw, from level which you had in Q2, how much you can go down with because of term deposits? I mean, it's like 10 bps, 30 bps, so what's range of level?
Okay.
And second question, maybe I'll, also to you, cost of risk. You mentioned about sales transactions which are on the agenda for the rest of the year. are they likely to be so profitable like this transaction second quarter, because it was like pre-taxes was like 50 million positive impact, so it was quite meaningful versus what we saw in earlier.
Okay, so to answer your second question first, the main driver of the impact in quarter two related to SCB. SCB's model of provisioning, given the nature of the business, is to provide 100% on NPLs as and when they arise. Then they work those NPLs out over 1 or 2 years and preparing them for sale. So their recovery on the sale of NPLs is higher than BZWBK, where we provision to what we believe is the recoverable value of the NPL. It's just a different type of business. We tend to have much more secured NPLs and unsecured. And our relationship with the customer is slightly different. It is a more of a totality of a relationship rather than a single loan relationship in SCB. So I would not expect significant recoveries on the sale of NPLs for the rest of the year. They will tend to be in the more secured side of our NPL book, and I don't expect an impact, and I don't expect a negative impact or a very positive impact. This is purely about the aging process of the NPL, reducing the level of work as an organisation we have to continue to do on NPLs, and taking a business and commercial approach to moving those NPLs out of our position.
Does it mean that SCB also NPLs?
Well, SCB, we have a 60% share in SCB. They have their own management board, their own supervisory board. They take decisions on the sale of NPLs as and when they're ready to sell and they have a good market. You might recall that in quarter two last year, they also made quite a successful sale as well. But they also made some smaller sales in the following quarters. So it really depends on conditions, what's ready, and who wants to buy. But it's a decision for the management board of the SCB. On your first question, it's actually there's a couple of aspects to this. One is the president mentioned this. Given that we have low rates, low VIBOR rates, we have a situation that we are carrying some negative VIBOR deposits, i.e., where the customer expects to be paid more than VIBOR for the deposit balance, and this tends to be in the term deposit area, where you have a price related to that term. So this is purely an aspect of where we're increasing transactional activity with the customer, we're increasing what we call linkage, we're increasing the relationship. Current account balances are naturally included, and we are, by way of a medium-term strategy, trying to tone down the level of term deposit balances we have and increase the level of more stable current account and savings account balances in this lower interest rate environment. So I can't say to you that, it'll be 10 basis next quarter, but because I don't know that at this moment, but it is a concerted effort on our behalf to manage the different forms of funding in a much more full relationship perspective rather than one deposit, one price. So it's something we will be able to demonstrate in the future quarters.
So you expect some mild improvement of net interest margin coming quarters?
Yeah? I expect stabilisation in quarter three, and I expect some pickup then after that. And some of that will be funding, and some will be loan growth.
Serdecznie dziękuję wszystkim za przybycie. Thank you very much to all of you for joining us. This is the end of this conference, and now we invite you to the less official part of this meeting. Thank you.